30 seconds left. Cody Seaman to Ryan Seaman, right wing. Back over to Cody Seaman, left wing.
It's the brothers act.
We had Cole and Mychek, Matt Mychek in the first. And now it's the Seamans as Ryan Seaman takes a three. This one's no good. Rebound, Harrison Kramer with 12 seconds left. Aaron Sines holding the shot ball for last shot. 8 seconds left, now five, going against James Schelke. Great ball movement and dribbling from Aaron Sines to Kramer for three. Can't get to fall the buzzer. And USA leading by 2 points at the end of the first quarter, 13-11 on the WLEW Sports Network.
It's not whether you win or lose.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there's also a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Seaboyne Family Medicine encourage exercise at all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Seaboyne Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes and remember to play it safe.
Harbor Beach gets the ball to start the second quarter. They trail 11-13 as USA comes out with some tight defense. New man in, that would be number 31, Tanner Foley. Plays quarterback for USA football. James Schelke in the lane over to the left block to Ethan Goose. And this one's blocked by Harrison Kramer. And now we have a whistle, and this will be against Ethan Guza. That is his first and Harbor Beach's first foul of the evening. A USA ball 90 feet from their own hoop, leading Harbor Beach 13-11, 7:46 left in the second quarter. Out there for USA, Tanner Foley, Hunter Bone, Macklin Gettle, Harrison Kramer, and Brennan Aubin. Only one starter on the floor for USA at the moment. Harrison Kramer at the right elbow, and he travels with it as he did about 1.5 jump stops.
It was almost there. Well, they're not going to let him get away with that kind of stuff this portion of the season.
At least not tonight. James Schelke brings it across the timeline for Harbor Beach, left to right across her radio. Spins into the lane and can't get to fall, but gets his own rebound to keep the possession alive.
Yeah, nice move.
They look like Josh Schelke out there for a second. At the left wing, James Schelke picks up his dribble over to the high post, to the low post, to Guza, and he is being swarmed, and he kicks it back out to the high post to Gaffney. And this one's swatted away by Hunter Bone, brought in by Almond. And now we have a whistle away from the ball, and is going against Ethan Guza. I'll be the first to say that was a stupid foul by Ethan Guza. Frustration got to him. And that is quick two fouls for him, and we have a timeout called by Ron Rubel with 7:07 left in the second quarter. A 30-second timeout of the WLEW Sports Network, 13-11. USA leads.
Hey folks, RJ McGarrett from Moore Motors Caro here. Great news! Ford Motor Company has extended the Conquest AZ program through April 4th, 2016. What does this mean? It means you could save thousands on your next Ford or Lincoln purchase. To participate, you must currently own or lease a non-Ford vehicle and get a Conquest AZ PIN number from a Ford employee or retiree. This can be from a friend, a neighbor, or a cousin. So act now and save big today! Visit us in our showroom in Caro or on the web at www.themooreautogroup.com today.
Stop the run. Stop the run. Can't stop the run. They can't stop the run.
USA comes out of the timeout, which Harbor Beach called, leading 13-11. Cody Seaman nearly brought in a steal. USA ball in front of the Harbor Beach student section, left side of your radio. Hunter Bone at midcourt, being guarded by James Schelke from 12 feet. To the right wing to Tanner Foley, Harrison Kramer, top of the key. Dribbles against Cody Seaman, over to Hunter Bone, as we'll have a whole core in division coming in for USA in the next dead ball. Into the lane, Macklin Gettle can't get to fall, nearly got his own rebound, and it's out of bounds Harbor Beach ball.
5 minutes in, 5 minutes out.
Gage Lopez, Isaiah Williamson, Michael Kemp, Aaron Sines, and Brody Wesolowski. All starters except for Hunter Bone out there. The only exception would be Isaiah Williamson. 6:40 left in the second. Harbor Beach trails by 2 points with the ball, 11-13 to USA. Cody Seaman down to the low post to Gaffke. Skip pass to the left wing. Ryan Seaman pulls up for three. He got it. Ryan Seaman with six, both threes, and gives the lead back to Harbor Beach by one, 14-13. 6:20 left in the first half. USA with the ball, trailing by 1 point. That's our fourth lead change of the night. Michael Kemp, left elbow, going against Tyler Vollmering to Brody Wesolowski, right wing for three. He got it. Brody Wesolowski has done that all season. He showed it there. 16-14, USA. Left wing, Ryan Seaman. Being guarded by Gage Lopez, back to Cody Seaman. 30 feet from the hoop. Ryan Seaman, right wing, skip pass to Cody Seaman, left wing, to high post to Vollmering, to the corner, to Shelkey, back out to Cody Seaman for three. NBA range, off the mark, and we have a push against Jason Gaffke on the rebound, and that'll be his first and team's third. So both big men for Harbor Beach starting to rack up the fouls. Ethan Guzare on the bench with two. Jason Gaffke just got his first. And Cody Seaman sits down. Brady Kirsch checks back in the ball game. USA leading by two, 16-14, 5:45 left in the second.
I think Coach Rule needed a little bit more and wanted a little bit more ball movement. Find the open man. Don't settle for the three.
Aaron Sines, right wing, into Michael Kemp, and there's contestion there. And Ryan Seaman knocks it out. Michael Kemp touches it last. Harbor Beach ball. That's the fifth turnover for USA in the night. Harbor Beach with three. Two turnovers in the second quarter for USA.
For the most part, officials are letting the teams play.
Ryan,
so I'm expecting them to turn up the defense then.
Ryan Seaman to Tyler Vollmering. Great elbow back out to Brady Kirsch down to the key. Dribbles in to Tyler Vollmering inside the paint. This one's short. Rebound Isaiah Williamson. Here comes USA. Ninth rebound of the night to Harbor Beach's seven. Williamson for three. Top of the key. No good. Rebound Brady Kirsch. That's his fourth rebound. Here comes Harbor Beach, still trailing by 2 points, 14-16, 5 left in the second quarter, and it's stolen by Aaron Sines. Sines to Harrison Kramer, goes up, or Brody Wesolowski, excuse me, and rebound still loose. Aaron Sines brings it in. Goes up, and he traveled with it. He was wide open, but he took three steps, can't do that. Going the other way.
Gage Lopez had the deflection that caused the turnover. But they went down, they meaning USA, and they did not score to go ahead and reward Gage for that extra effort.
James Shelkey sits down. And Cody Seaman, Ryan Seaman, Brady Kirsch, Tyler Vollmering, Jason Gaffke out there. Ryan Seaman in the corner for three, no good. Rebound, Jason Gaffke. The putback is good. Gaffke with his first board of the night and with 5 points. 16-16, tie ball game. 4:25 left in the second quarter. We've had five lead changes, one tie. Harbor Beach has led this night by 7-7-0. Brody Wesolowski pulls up for three, and he's got it. That's his second three of the night. Gives the lead back to by three to USA, 19-16. 4:10 left in the second. Cody Seaman, right wing against Gage Lopez in that 1-3-1 zone. To Tyler Vollmering inside the lane, feeds it down to Gaffke. The pass was never there, and it's stolen by Sines. Going the other way. Gage Lopez, left wing, pulls up for three. Off the mark, air ball. Rebound, Brody Wesolowski kicks it out to Michael Kemp. And into the corner, Wesolowski, another three. This one's no good. Rebound, Gage Lopez. Two offensive boards in this one. Isaiah Williamson gets the at the left block in for 2 points. Breakdown of defense for Harbor Beach on that stop.
USA is spreading the ball, or spreading the floor right now, and it's going to make it easy for the big guy to go ahead and get some garbage points on the inside.
5 point lead, largest lead of the night for USA, 21-16. Ryan Seaman left wing for three, off the mark. Rebound Gage Lopez. Harbor Beach now resorting to the one and done on the 3-pointer. Not exactly what Ron Rubel is looking for. Aaron Sines controlling tempo, as is Mark Gainforth and the Patriots. 3 minutes left in the first half. 21-16, USA by five. Aaron Sines, left wing, screen from Williamson. At the free throw line, down to Williamson, left block against Gaffke. Going to work, no good. Rebound still loose, brought in by Michael Kemp, but Cody Seaman wraps it up.
Now Gaffke, he needs to see the ball.